Welcome back to Dog Pound Report. The fans certainly thought the Browns made some great picks in the draft. Here's what Ray Farmer and Coach Pettine had to say about how they view the 2015 draft.
I feel really good about the draft. I feel like we did a good job of sticking to the plan, finding guys that we liked, and taking advantage of the opportunities that we had. We took some calculated risks, but we got a lot of good football players that our entire staff, our coaching staff, our scouts, all agreed on a lot of the players that we brought in. The play like a Brown mantra has kind of been said since Pett and I came together. And at the end of the day, it's a big part of how we do what we do. Play like a Brown is really who we want to be. It speaks of who we are as almost, you know, a culture as a football team, who we are and the players that we scout. And so as we look at it in totality, we tried to bring in players that elicited all those qualities. And I think we did a good job of finding guys that were going to be competitive, relentless, productive, accountable. And I think we accomplished that.
All right, boys, we know this is a numbers game. You just picked up 12 new guys. How many of these guys can legitimately make the squad going into next year?
Again, a few of them were drafted with injuries, so they're going to have that redshirt year, as you mentioned prior in the show. They might be on that PUP, injured reserve, start the season that way. But I think they went out and got the guys that they wanted, and it's going to add competition to this locker room. And I think 9 of these 12 could potentially make this team. And also, too, it puts a lot of those veterans that might have been comfortable in their position rooms on watch.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be a lot of competition. This training camp is going to be fun to watch because you're going to have so many guys come in. And when you look at what they did, they addressed their needs, but they also addressed needs that aren't quite there yet. You get an inside linebacker out of USC because maybe Carlos Dansby won't be here in a few years. You get a strong safety out of Northwestern and Campbell that they love. That's who they were actually trading up to get, not Bryce Petty, because Dante Whitner might not be here in a couple of years. So I think it was smart. These guys are going to have homes. They're going to have an opportunity to learn from people ahead of them. I think a lot of these guys are going to make this team. And the one guy I really like from day three, Malcolm Johnson, I think this is a guy, you heard John DeFilippo say, I want to find my Marcell Reese, guy who can play fullback, who can line up as an H-back, who can flex out as a tight end. This kid fits that bill, very versatile. I think this is going to be fun to watch.
All right, I've got a feeling I got a preview of your radio show for the next couple of days. So, Matt, thank you very much. We always appreciate your
my
time.
My pleasure.
And we will listen to you on ESPN 850, Cleveland Browns Daily. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back, Dog Pound. The new rookies took to social media to proclaim their draft excitement. Stay right here for more Dog Pound Report.